Current medications include losartan, albuterol, metoprolol, paroxetine, montelukast, Plavix, DEXLANSOPRAZ caps, aripiprazole, losartan, metoprolol, Restasis, atorvastatin, sertraline, aripiprazole, omeprazole, paroxetine, NEBIVOLOL, DEXLANSOPRAZ, pregabalin, 75 milligrams, trihexyphenidyl, Plavix, medicinals and supplements, AREDS, AREDS, aspirin 81 milligrams, multiple vitamins, omega 1500 milligrams, Ocuvite, vitamin D3, 5,000 units. Other physicians, David Frederick, M.D., additional complaints of leg pain, you have recurrent complaints, night sweats. In paragraph, Miramina Lyons, in February 2024, reports that she has no primary care doctor. Her neurological report from August 2023. Indicates that she obtained a new primary care physician at the Greenville Rancheria. She has a history of continued dyspnea, dyspnea, restless sleep, daytime sleepiness, and fatigue. She's been taking Plavix 75 milligrams, low-dose aspirin on a daily basis. She completed cardiovascular evaluation by Dr. Teresa Tyron, T-Y-R-O-N-D-O, cardiovascular specialist. She reported she was told that she did not need to return for follow-up. Her blood pressure is recorded at 124 over 72 with a regular pulse. She is obese pulmonary evaluation by referral to the North State Pulmonary Association, Dr. Verma, for evaluation of dyspnea, insomnia, was completed in August of 2023. She reports that her pulmonary by Dr. Ragsdale in August of 2023 was normal. A past medical history was reportedly positive for hypoxemia. Overnight sleep testing was requested. Blood pressure was recorded at 125/70, pulse of 78. She reports dyspnea with exertional activity. She remains on Plavix with low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams, without problems. Her past medical history was positive for a stroke for which she was hospitalized at Enloe Hospital in 2021. Having been treated for her tremor with ropinirole, with readjustment of her regimen to trihexyphenidyl, 1 to 1.5 tablets daily, with control of her tremor and depression. Her cardiovascular evaluation by Dr. Teresa Tyran, T-Y-R-A-N, identified valvular sclerosis without evidence of arrhythmia on testing. She was found to have nocturnal hypoxemia, for which she was initiated on low-dose nasal oxygen. She complained it was difficult because the unit was noisy. She complained that she couldn't continue therapy because her provider owns healthcare didn't have an additional unit. It was quieter. Asked her to continue her pulmonary evaluation, not having copies of her x-rays. She has remained stable without any recurrent TIAs or stroke symptoms on aspirin therapy with Plavix.